It's very, very extremely powerful. one of the methods along the life, you know, reading the Rama Sutra is one, reading and writing. So even one can in a very short time, there's no need to finish to write many Rama Sutras, so that way you can print, many copies. So otherwise also can write. So writing its word. it purifies so much nice karma. Each time you write, when you write mantra, long life, the Amitabha Buddha mantra, mountains need karma get purified, and they also one collect unquestionable extensive merits. So if you have received the lineage, the old transmission, continuity of the blessing, if you receive, then it's a more power effect when you recite. When you recite by yourself, or when you read for others, recite for others, so there's more power, more carries more blessings. Like that. then maybe also if there's enough time, then also Dhammakatha Sutra. Very important, and teachings on the Buddha's teachings, Buddha's most precious teachings on the profession of wisdom, the wisdom going beyond. So, to cut the root of samsara, where the oceans of suffering of hell, oceans of suffering of new ghosts, oceans of suffering of animals, oceans of suffering of human beings, oceans of suffering of suras, asuras, intermediate beings. So death, rebirth, old age, sicknesses, all these problems, that we do not desire. worry fears meeting undesirable objects, in our life, and worry fears meeting the undesirable object, and worry fears not meeting the desirable objects, not finding, not meeting the desirable objects. And after one has found, then worry fears of separation. So all these problems of our life, so where they come from? So they come from, because we have taken samsara, just reincarnated in samsara. So so therefore, do that and that and. Why we reincarnate in samsara? That's because we are, at the moment we are totally overwhelmed, totally under the control of karma and delusion. And all that karma and delusion of this came from where? The karma came from delusion. Delusion came from the ignorance. ignorance, the unknown mind, not knowing the. the very nature of the I self, the emptiness, and the very nature of the phenomena, the aggregates, that which is the emptiness. So So even though the way the eye aggregates all the rest of the phenomena, samsara, nirvana, hell, and the ghost, hell and the hell enlightenment, all this, what they are is what is merely imputed by the mind, nothing else than that. So therefore, they do not exist from their own side. They do not exist from their own side, as they appear existing from their own side, and not merely labeled by mind. So all these are totally empty. All these phenomena, starting from the I itself, all the rest of the phenomena is totally empty. Totally empty of the way it appears. The way it appears, exists, a real one, in the sense existing from the side, and apprehend. We let our mind to apprehend that is true, as they appear. So it's empty of all these phenomena, empty of that, empty of the way it appears to us, and empty of the way we apprehend, believe. That's nature. So while it's empty, totally empty, while it is totally empty, it doesn't have a slightest existence. It doesn't have the slightest of existence existing from its own side by its nature, not merely living in mind. There's no slightest of that, of that existence. So while it is like this, then to our hallucinant mind, they appeared as a real one, in the sense existing from the side. Then the mind hold on to trust or hold on to false eye or that false aggregates there was a real one appeared existing from the side. So that's the root of all the delusion, all the obscuring, disturbing, all this negative attitude, negative thoughts, the delusion, and karma, the action that's motivated by this, then all the result, the samsara. As it is explained in Lama Chemu, by Lama Tsongkhapa, the part of the continuity. Part of the continuity of the aggregates. Contaminated aggregates. Contaminated aggregates. caused by karma and delusion. So that is how Lama Tsongkhapa explained what samsara is. that is what Lama Tsongkhapa was saying. Rather than saying continuity of the aggregates, continuity of the continuity of contaminated aggregates caused by karma delusion, rather than saying that why Lama Tsongkhwa ate this word part of the community is because the meditator who achieved the part of meditation, that whose aggregates does not continue. There is no continuation of that. Taking the Buddha again, there's no continuation of that. Who attained the path of the merit and the mentor who attained the preparatory path, rising path of meditation, the normal learning, the five paths of liberation. So the mentor who achieved the path of meditation, the aggregates doesn't continue, that's the last. It doesn't continue. There is no reincarnation again. So, by ceasing completely the karma delusion and the cause of delusion, the negative imprint, by ceasing completely, don't take birth again, because there's no cause to take birth again. There's no cause to suffer again. experience suffering samsara. So, also, seventh Dalai Lama, Gelsang Gyatso, seventh Dalai Lama also mentioned similar definition of what samsara is. didn't say part, but it said the continuity of the birth of the contaminated aggregates caused by karma and delusions. That one. So that's the Dhammalucha Mahasaya explained, and also the seventh Dalai Lama explained the definition of samsara. So it is said that may label just name, the aggregate itself, samsara, but actually that's not to be precise what samsara is, it's the continuity of these aggregates. If you specifically analyze this, may call a name, but it's not actually, that's not what it is. But the specific meaning of that is the continuity of the aggregates, not this, but the continuity itself, circling itself. So anyway, so yeah, then all the sufferings we experience, as a continuity, the contaminated aggregates caused by karma delusion. So they say, join again to next, you see. There has been continuity from beginningless rebirth. There has not been one second break. No, there has been continuity. Therefore, we never had break from samsara, even one second. We never had break suffering from samsara, being under the control of karma and delusion. We never had break even for one second. Never had that true happiness break from, free from the delusion karma, never had break, the continuity of this. So liberation means you break this continuity. This idea is to say, from lot to lot. So this when the gets break, so we break. So that you see cut this. So that is by seizing, you see the cause. How it can stop this? So what causes by karma delusion? So that they resist. So that they resist, including the cause of delusion, their negative imprints, seed of delusion, negative imprint, and so for that thing, that is done directly. Seizing that is done directly only by wisdom, directly perceiving emptiness. Even if you have bodhicitta realization, even if you have some tongue realization, cannot directly seize the defilements. You see, the cause of samsaras, sufferings, cannot be seized. Whatever other realization you have, accept wisdom, the realizing emptiness, and specifically wisdom directly perceiving emptiness down through the development of the wisdom realizing emptiness with imaginary, which is still concept, conceptual, dokpa in Tibetan, which is still conceptual. They realize emptiness with imaginary, and then by developing that, through the great insight, able to derive the rapturous ecstasy of the body and mind through the extremely refined ecstasy of body and mind by meditating on the emptiness unified with the shamatha, karma abiding. So through that development, then one is able to actualize wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. The Arya path, the exalted path, the Arya path. Then that is the one that directly removed the delusions, seed of delusions. So that's the rising path, the path of meditation, this exalted path. So therefore, it becomes so essential. To live. So by reading, of course, no question, but studying teachings on emptiness. So need to exercise the wisdom, listening, reflecting, meditation, through study. So it need to leave imprint as much as possible by reading, many times as much as possible. Teachings on emptiness, the professional wisdom, even by reading. To leave positive imprint, to realize emptiness imprint, to be able to realize and to discover to realize emptiness. So need to read as many as possible and to listen, to hear. So by doing this oral transmission, then also it leaves positive imprint on the mental continuum. Sooner or later, after this life or next life, sooner or later, then one, from this imprint left at this time by listening, teaching on emptiness, or even oral transmission, then able to realize emptiness. Then from there, you see, as I mentioned before, great insight, and then with Arya path, wisdom directly perceiving emptiness through that. So this great Lama from Dig Monastery in Tibet, Dorje Rinpoche, very high Lama, who lived after he became Haram Bakeshi, then he became Haram Bakeshi, together with the second Dojichang, and the great, you know, another great yogi, you know, who completed the Tantri path, who completed the Tantri path, you know, who, Thirteen Dalai Lama, who officially recognized that who, you know, practices the secret wisdom. some lamas, the Thirteen Dalai Lama, didn't accept. didn't accept the necessary punish or confiscate the larang, latang, the So the second Dojichang. So this so the larama together, Gishi, see, examination together, in Lhasa. So the the new year time, you see, the Lama Tsongkhapa, incredible, more skillful for the benefit of Sindhimis. So this is Molam Chama, the great festival. Lama Tsongkhapa put together with the this 15 days of Buddha's, you see, special holidays, perform miracles to subdue to 10 to certain sentient beings. Each day, you know, different tears was sentient beings, you see, like the six Hindu founders and so forth, you see. So because each day, during these 15 days, you know, Buddha performing the holy deeds, performing the miracle power. So it's one of the great holy deeds of the Buddha. So these days, as I mentioned the other day, whatever practice one does, it increases one hundred million times. As I mentioned, see, if you chant one mantra, whether it's for purification or whatever it is, you see, the mantra, like Vajrasattva or 35 Buddha, reciting 35 Buddha, practicing 35 Buddha, practicing compassion, purification, very powerful purification by reciting 35 Buddha's name. So it increases one, even you do only one time, but it increases 100 million times. So the merit, you see, increases that many times. So usually the other days when you do, how much merit you collect, you see, even that is unbelievable. But then if you do such these days, Buddha's special days, you know, it increases like that much amount of merit increases 100 million times. Merit, so that much, you know, the karmas get purified. So the, another practice, So if one does another practice, so read, see one read the Heart Sutra or the Ayasanga Sutra or Gunala Sutra or Dhammakara Sutra, whatever, it becomes 100 million times reciting. So this. So it's unbelievable. You see. You know, that many times to collect merit and that much of powerful purification. Same another practice. So one light offering becomes 100 million light offering, you see. So not just 1,000, 1,000,000. So anything you do. So therefore it's very important to not waste time, especially these times, to not waste every minute, every second, to not waste, and to do the practice as best as possible. Day and night, continue to practice. So the here we're talking only the good one. I'm talking only the positive ones. So also possible that if we do any evil action, any evil actions, get very angry and some, you know, heavy need karma or heresy or whatever, also need karma because of the special day, so could be powerful. So they're also good to think of that side. So if we keep our mind in the Dharma practice, you know, you see, to the best, you know, what's most profitable, then you see, then it will help that, protect the mind and keep the body, spirit, mind into virtuous activity continuously, so that so protect from those heavenly karma. Would help. The reason why Devotee Rinpoche mentioned, as we say, Rinpoche, this, so after becoming, I think I might mention stories in the past also. So after he became Geshe, finished, you know, and then he left in the mountains. There's a very high mountain near Lhasa, the African name of the mountain. Usually it's a top mountain, top, it's very high. So usually the top of the mountain is usually it's cloudy. So Rinpoche, so he went on this mountain to see alone. Anyway, he had only a few things. Lama Chemo, you know, the Lama talk about this, you know, the great commentary of the stage of past enlightenment, the heart of the, you know, whole entire Dharma, 84,000 teachings of Buddha, and then his robes, you know, the choker, you know, this, that need to, then, I think it's one of the things you can't make, you know, physically can't make charity or something. In the part of the charity, that's one you can't give. I think there's some memory. It's not 100% sure, some memory. So anyway, somebody should not be given. Well, mentally you can make charity, of course, but you know, physically, I think something like that. Anyway, so just. Yeah. These robes that you need to always to be together, so they are, and then it's part of the Nyaya practice. So, and then the text, so just very, very, very similar basics. Then went on that mountain. That mountain is called Lumbu. Lumbu is something that. So then. There's stone falling down from the hill, you see. So he followed the stone, from where the way of the stone coming down, followed that. Then after some time he saw a cave. In the cave, there was a skeleton sitting. There was a skeleton, you know, sitting. So then he sat down, he offered mandala. When he saw the skeleton sitting in the cave, then he sat down. He sat down and offered mandala. Then, after he finished offering mandala, the skeleton collapsed. Then he decided, that's the cave to meditate. Yeah. Then slowly, his disciples came, some of the disciples came, but not close. The one there, one quite distance between, you know, and the cave. Then they made experience, and then they, you know, tried to, they already started this study, you see. So they try to experience, you know, actualize part. So then this Lama, after, you know, many times, they had to over Tibet, and then when including sinners, many lay and many sanghas escaped from Tibet, you know, from Lhasa, came to India. So this he guided a Dalhousie near Dharamsala, Dalhousie. So he guided he selected not just anybody who wanted to come to meditate, you know. No. he slept those who were able to renounce life, renounce this life, see, able to live an ascetic life, able to renounce attachment, so this life, see. So those he select, those who can live the life and the ascetic life, see. So certain geshes, certain, not even geshe, but so, you know, those who will be able to practice, they select. the teacher, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't practice, the teacher who took care of me, whom I met in Tibet, in Pakri, this place called Pakri where I lived 3 years. So every day during pujas, people's houses, everything is arranged. Today this family, next day this family, next day that family, next day this family. So it's all kind of, it's all fixed. Sometimes there's extra pujas for the families you need to do. Mostly it's protective puja. That. So anyway, so within 1 year, there's 1 or 2 days. One day there's no puja. I don't know how that happens. There's no puja 1 day. So then that day, then you feel very lonely. You feel very lonely and just, you know, kind of such a strange, kind of empty, you know, empty day. So that, anyway, this monk whom I met, so I'm not going to extend to the story. take a long time. So, whom I met and who asked me to be a disciple and who helped me to become a monk in the Tomo Geshe Rinpoche, which is a monastery in Tibet called Tomo Gumba, who helped. And then I learned 21 Tara praises from this teacher verbally. He recited, I learned. So so Jabji Giri Sajanamichi said that if you have learned from somebody, you see, verbally like this, you know, learn prayers from somebody, so you have a regard teacher. Before I was not a regarding teacher. not particularly regarding. Then I think Giri Sajanamichi said, even if you learn prayer verbally from somebody, you see, then regard as guru, you see, so, you know, of that, and I regard guru. So this teacher, Losan Gyatso, he went outside Baksa, and he, I think what happened with us, was an aspect of, in the aspect that go to Sikh, had to be in the hospital and go to Sikh. So somehow then the aspect is that some thought of renunciation I think happened due to see what is shown is that, that they went to Dalhousie. They went to see this Rinpoche, to Kanju Rinpoche, but the Rinpoche, however, the aspect is that the Kanju Rinpoche did not accept. So the such as the Gen Chambongdu, whom I mentioned story many times, that there's some geshe, not geshe, so that I can among those didn't look at share in them, you know, didn't complete study, in early life, dub, so you know, or fight, in the teeth at the monks, fight, you know, the dub, there are many things they do. So anyway, later I became a great yogi, you see, they didn't. This is according to the life story, what Kinsamonda tells me, told us, you know, always doctor is to tease and do the study, not follow the master. So, like that. So, who became great yogi at the. achieved samatha, the perfect meditation. That which is totally free from attachment, scattering thoughts, and then the other obstacles is the singing thought completely overcome this. So it's a perfect meditation samatha. Many years lives astral life. So I saw the house when I was still house in school for 6 months. So. Gichamon was living in a very ruined house, you know. You may say a haunted house or ruined house that was ruined and everything inside. And so there was a mountain. On Sundays, the school has holidays, so we go around mountain hill. So then sometimes you meet Gichamon, you see. But he died. So when I asked him where he's going, he said he came to pick a firewood, but actually doesn't look going for picking up firewood. You see, doesn't look like that. It's everything. It's robes, you know. Everything's where he's walking, where he's dressed, very proper. So doesn't look like going to walk, you know. Doesn't look like to pick up firewood, doesn't appear that. Anyway, so that's how it's like. Anyway, so and then Dharamsala actually realized emptiness in the cave, which is there, down below the Tushita here. This is here, then there's his lingam, which is an old house where he lived. Then down below, there's a rock when you come down, between the valley, between the mountain, you see. Then the earth, they dug the earth to the mountain, then made a cave. And then many, 7 years or many years lived, realized and this is there. Then also, other also lived higher, lived. The backside mountain where there many other meditators live over there. So during that time, you actually bodhicitta. And also, actually, 6 years in Naraba, those who come to the path, you see, the isolation, the body, speech, you know, mind, those things, illicit body. So those where I come to the path, those had experience. So great sucks. Great. Humble, fortunate, grace, successful, mentor. So that. So then I'm giving an example. So the Kyubara Mbiche, like this, you see, then, other, so the few of the selected monks, you see. The Kyubara Mbiche himself, then come. The great yogi who has experienced those hundred paths, that which we hear during the commentary, you see, we hear the not only general stage, completion stage, those Kerala is about how to achieve all those who have those experiences, you know. So the recent meditator who attended all those paths. So recent, you know, not thousands, not like those Indian great pandits or you know, those Marsidas were, you know, those many hundred thousand years ago, not like that. Just recent, you know, great yogis, recent year great yogis. Anyway, after this, anyway, long story. After this long story, what I was going to say is that, so Devadatta said, any person who has a lot of merit, you know, lot of merit, you see, not difficult to realize emptiness. Difficult to realize emptiness is those who has small merit, are they are the ones difficult to realize for emptiness. So that's what I'm saying. So must study, at least even read over and over, or listen, see, those teachings are emptiness, you know. Then must live in that way, live imprinted as many as possible in this life. So then sooner or later, then we can have realization, you see. Then become, the Arya being, you know, who can overcome the suffering of samsara, or you can overcome the cycle of death and rebirth, you know, old age, things, those things. As mentioned in the text, that probably get on go out another chance in a bang. So that Arya beings, then Bodhisattva Arya beings, they completely abandoned the rebirth, old age, sickness, and death. So sooner or later, so you can become that. Hopefully, also to do the all transmission of Dhamma Kara Sutra. Depending on the time. It'll become already tonight talks finished. just to what he explained to us, Lama Shri myself. So when he was in monastery, not studying, but not following the monastic, monastic programs of the discipline. So involved dop-dop, you see, the monks called dop-dop, you see. So the one time this one's one of the stories that what Gacchamunda told us. So one time in the monastery, Gacchamunda was waiting at the gate of the monastery, see, with the flow of snot, you know, full of snot in the hand. So waiting, when a monk comes, if anybody passes through the gate, then hit on the hair, to throw on the head, you see. So he's waiting to, but full of snot inside, you see. So then one old monk came, one old monk, bald head, you know. He put this on the old monk came, so he put this, you know, on the through the handful of snot through on the monk's head. So then he was watching who is that monk. So he looked at what was the monk's father. Then he realized that it was a monk, Geshe Rabdin's his teacher, Geshe-Rabdin's teacher, Geshe-Rabdin, that I mentioned yesterday, first time from whom who taught me the Dutta, you know, the basis of the philosophy studies. So this old monk is a guru, Geshe Rabdin, which is one of the root guru. He's one of the root guru. Geshe Rabdin is his teacher,
And this old man is Geshe-la Tenpuchi Rurku. So, he's a great, great practitioner and there was a monastery in the in the calm that Devore. So the Tajikomba, it's called Tajikomba. So this monastery wasn't very good condition, very good, say, not the building, but the you know the life of the monks, you know, see, kind of like a, say, not a proper, I see, no discipline or many things. So then again, I forgot the name, Chamba something. Yeah. So this teacher was sent there to be abbot by, I think it's Tijan Butcher or something. Anyway, Taji Gomba, this is Ham, the Deho, the area. So then all the dobs there, all the very, you know, don't follow discipline or very naughty, you don't know, you know. So this monk was his great practitioner, so he met every monk, even dobs, transformed everybody's mind, and they all became practitioner. He practiced Lam Rim. So, according to the Vinaya disciplines, the great spiritual master, so the Geshe Rabdhan, so one root guru. But you see, this old monk Geshe Rabdhan Sri Guru, you know, even though the snot, you know, throw on the head, bald head, you see, but he didn't wipe off. He didn't wipe off immediately, you know. He didn't get shocked. He didn't show any sign of shock or upset, nothing, you know. So the Geshe Rabdhan threw this handful of snot on the old one, the old, you know, Geshe head. But he couldn't walk. He didn't show any surprise, shock, upset, nothing. So when he walk, then a little bit later, there was Zen, you know. Then he slowly took off. So because he's a great practitioner, so he did, you know, didn't show any sign of upsetness or anything, you see. So that, you know, this is just a part of just one story. then there was one old monk in the debating place. Then he found a stick. He found a stick, then he hit on the old monk's knee, the two knees, like just keep on hitting, you know, like this, on the knee. Couldn't just keep on hitting. So, just, it's not that the old monk did some harm in the past, not particular like that. Just keep on hitting. So anyway, so one time, again, Chamba went to Tushita, another Tushita, not Tushita. From Tushita, you go a little bit, straight, and behind it is the Ling Rinpoche's, the building there, the Ling Rinpoche lived. So behind there, there's a small house that where Geshe Rabdhan stayed. So Geshe Rabdhan lived there. So two, 3 years before Geshe Rabdhan passed away, so he said that he had so much pain. He had so much pain in knee, you know, so much pain in knee. So then during those time, what remembered in his mind was when he was dubbed up, you know, in the monastery. So he one day he had found a stick and he had kept on hitting on the old one's knee, you see, kept on hitting. So that, so much that thought came, is what Gintamanda said. So anyway, so however, you know, unbelievable successful meditator, you know, it ends very high path like that, you know, like Milarepa, like similar story, Milarepa, you see that, you know, kind of, did they killed the 60 or 70, how many, something around, you know, many people and animals and through black magic, you know, by listening to the mother's advice, you see,
all that. But then, however, in that brief lifetime of ordinary time, achieved full enlightenment. See, so that, so you see, I say, if one could, because it is nature of the mind that if you practice correctly, as Guru Shakyamuni Buddha explained, as the Guru explained shown path, you know, gave advice, and then you can follow correctly, then that's this incredible change, transformation happens in the life, able to achieve the highest, you know, able to have highest success achieving, attaining enlightenment, you know, that happens. Okay. Oh, like that. yes, some would know, in our organization, nun who was very, who was the most active Rubina, her name is, I don't know what is her Dhamma name, but her famous name is Rubina. Rubina. So, the reason I said, the unbelievable, these special days, you know, Buddha's unbelievable benefits like that, but no, so I mentioned that negative, if one engage some, rise strong anger or has some negative thoughts and then engage in karma, then also think very strong. So, because the reason why I said is because that was one of her questions, was one of her comments, or the statement that if there's a lot of benefit, there would be, there should be similar, also the negative side, if you see engage in negative action. So I remember that, as I mentioned. I think recent somewhere in the text I've seen recent, I think, not sure, maybe on those texts that I've received, that the way that myself and many other incarnate lamas say, receiving those rare, most precious teachings are composed by some high lamas who did work for something being like sun rising, you know, when the sun rises, it dispels darkness and gives light to the whole world, so that great lamas who are, you know, enlightened beings that happened in Tibet, one of those collections of the teachings, so I think might be one of those, I think. So anyway, so she, that was her statement, Rubina. she's the in charge of the, she leads the project, prison project. it's one of the projects in the FND organization, prison projects. Not putting people in prison, not the process. that they are police. You don't need extra organization for that. They're police. There are plenty of people. There are plenty of people suing and putting in prison. You see, so we don't need organization for that. Anyway, so there's about 100. 40 years, 50, 60, 70, and something around that they're taking care, the prison project is taking care. So the many of the people have introduced Buddha's teachings to them, and so many in the prison, they learn Buddhism by reading books and also by, you see, talking to them. She and also some other sanghas also give refuge at minor precepts. Some person wanted to become a monk, but didn't happen yet. that need to be checked. So there's a lot of things happening, a lot of
lot of benefit able to say, give or receive by the prisoners. So many of the, there are many prisoners who do preliminary practices. Many hundred thousand prostrations, they take Edmund precepts, you know, in some, take in Edmund precepts regularly, and the, you know, chanting Om Mani Padme Hum or Vajra Sapa, and they have prisoners, quite a number of prisoners. Among those prisoners, there have been some who did a lot of practices. Amazing, just mind-blowing, their practices, see. So much practice in the prison. For example, there was one prisoner, so, of course, you know, he wasn't alone there. There was somebody else in the same room. There was somebody else, so it's not easy. You know, you're doing a lot of practices there, you know. So there was somebody else in the room, so, of course, it's not easy. you don't have freedom to do whatever you want to practice. See. So anyway, so this one prisoner, now he's out. The monk, was it? I took the ordination or renunciation, but not yet to Gisul. I don't think I became Gisul yet. I don't remember. Maybe this time when the children was there. So anyway, so I met him. Before that, I wrote very long sources. Several prisoners, I wrote very long letters. One person, I think maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 pages of letter. Maybe 20, I'm sure. 20 pages of letter. One prisoner, when I was in Washington, when I was in Washington, 20 pages, one prisoner. The fear of the prisoner who received the very long letters. So, normally that is also my habit. Not only many hours talk, but also, the writing happens also becomes a long letter. So it be, so this this prisoner who, you know, that who came out and you see, able to come out and then through the ordination, the intermediate ordination renunciation. So. So what he did was he chanted many hundred thousand bhaja sapa, many things. So he did a mala. So how he made a mala is from his breakfast. You know, cereal, this the circle, the small circle breakfast, you see, the, what do you call? The very small round, it's actually his breakfast. Made of wheat, so he he used his breakfast with the small made of flour, small circle. So then he didn't have thread, so he used as a mala and thread. So he I think he took out from his I don't know, carpet or something there, he pulled out and made string, you know, string of that. So he used that mala, and he did many hundred thousand bhaja sapa, and so many practices he did. So many prostrate, by the Sattva Buddha, so many, unbelievable. So, generally, it seems to be, he could have changed a lot after reading Dharma books and doing all these practices, you know, changed a lot. But it seems somebody who somebody who is very compassionate is that he would do anything whatever people ask him to help. You know, he's a handy person. So he can do gardens, many things he can do. Building, so many things.
is one handy person, handy man. Mm. So anyway, so yeah, in this case like this, it is, and there are stories of other prisoners, how they do practice, you see. So just unbelievable. So so I think so we are able to offer great benefit to even the people living in the prison, giving the opportunity to learn Dharma. It's a really unbelievable, really great thing to rejoice and to be happy, to enjoy that. So there was somebody. So this person, when he was many years ago, when he was, due to influence by other people, by other friends, he was involved in stealing books or something, selling. He was working at a bookshop, and then due to influence of other friends, they sold book outside or something like that. You know? So something happened. So then there was somebody who was going to be executed. One person, I don't know whether he's already executed or not, but who was going to be executed, I think, soon. I think. So what do you think at that time? So try to help him present a message, that what do you think at that time? Yeah, and then Rubino, so he asked Rubino to be there while he was, in jail. Or that the people... It's not the peaceful injection, but I think there's something shock, literally shock, because maybe the people in the organization is the prison pro. I mean the government. You see, the people. I think they thought shouldn't do peaceful way of killing. But there should be something frightening the person. There should be something frightening. So some electric shock or something. You see, there should be something, not just peaceful, not just put injection, then, they die, you see, not... so something like that. Anyway, so it's increasing the prison project, but I say, how people are eager to learn Dharma in the prison, and because this, because they see the reality of life, and the karma, all this, there's a real movie, real teaching of karma there. I mean, we all experience karma day and night all the time, but what happens, you see, but the particular thing, such a stage is, even in the prison, they suffer a lot, you see, beaten, killed by other prisons, there's so many violence in the prison, you see, and not easy life, So since I mentioned Rubina, I thought to take the opportunity to mention about the prison news, brief news. So to open that brief channel of that. So when I hear the stories, how much unbelievable number of practices they do in the prison, they did, you see, then. When you hear that, you see, then you who is not in prison, not in that situation, with so hard, so difficult, you see, then you should be able to practice even double more than them. You see, you should be able to do 3-4 times more than what they do in prison. But so that's very useful to know. Such difficult situation, they have to practice unbelievable. See, so it really reminds you that that I'm totally lazy. See, it's not nothing. You compare what they practice in the prison. See, so it's very useful, very inspiring. They're very inspiring, those who did practice. See.